Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, October 5th, 2011. Israeli military detains a number of Palestinians and demolishes water cisterns in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. On Wednesday, Israeli army personnel kidnapped two Palestinian youth from Kablan and Awarta village in the southern part of the West Bank city of Nablus after breaking into their houses. Palestinian security sources reported that the army seized Haytham Azhar, 22, from Kablan village and Jaber Awad, 21, from Awarta village. In addition, Israeli military forces, accompanied by a number of vehicles, invaded the village of Aktaba in the northeastern part of the West Bank city of Tul Karim and patrolled its streets. Eyewitnesses stated that the forces moved from one street to another, stopping at different places as though considering a permanent base in the area. For the second time in 3 days, Israeli military vehicles and forces have invaded the village of Aktaba without making arrests. This time, however, was preceded by imposition of tight measures at the military checkpoints in Tul Karim. An Israeli settler hit a Palestinian youth with his car on Wednesday morning near the West Bank city of Nablus and fled the scene. Palestinian local sources said that the youth, Nasser Abu al-Kabash, 20, was trying to cross the main street near the village when the settler driving a white car struck him and continued without stopping. This is the second time in the past 24 hours that settlers have run over Palestinian residents. Two sisters were struck and injured in Hawara village, south of Nablus, on Tuesday morning. On Wednesday morning, the Israeli army kidnapped 5 residents from Kfar Kaddoum village in the eastern part of the West Bank city of Qalqilya, moving them to an unknown destination. Eyewitnesses stated that the military invaded the village, broke into several houses, and kidnapped 5 residents. Palestinian sources said that during this September, Israeli army kidnapped a number of the village youth in attempts to suppress the weekly protest organized by popular committees against closing the main entrance of the village. The entrance has been closed for 9 years. On Wednesday, Israeli military bulldozers destroyed 2 water cisterns and some rooms built by the farmers in their farmlands in Kfar Diq village near the West Bank city of Salfit. At least 10 Israeli vehicles escorted by 2 military units carried out the destruction work. The rooms are made of bricks and are used by the farmers during the olive harvesting season, which started in some of the West Bank areas. The water cisterns were built as part of a project to support Palestinian farmers by the Palestinian Agricultural Relief Committee's park and funded by the Dutch government, in which 20 water cisterns were built in September. That was just some of the news from Palestine today. For more updates, please visit our website www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hossam Kassis and me, George Rishmat.